Cue Josh up on Slate. 30-minute music hour, show number 120, Josh Hardy. We'll come out to camera two, ready black, take black, up on two, go.
It's a 30-minute music hour. I'm Andy Moore. Here's Josh Hardy.
Well, the wind's blowing cold, as far as I know. Back where I'd rather be. But on the highway tonight, there's been no one for miles. Just those shining eyes that stare from the side. Yeah, you're on my mind. Well, I was thinking about that time we stayed up all night. Well, you were telling stories and I was telling lies. We're trying not to show that I don't wanted you to know for such a long time. You'd been on my mind. But now 1,000 miles in a few more days, just a small price to pay, and everything will be alright. I'll try to realize what I know inside, that I'm on your mind. Now the miles seem so long, and choices all seem wrong. And oh, I wonder, what have I done? But just remember what I said, that no matter where I am, you know you're always, you're on my mind. Now 1,000 miles in a few more days, just a small price to pay, and everything will be alright. Now try to realize what I know inside, that I'm on your mind. 'Cause you're on my mind. Dad taught me, she taught me again. Joshua to Moses to Abraham, she made the stories live. She taught me well and she taught me right. She taught me how to see. These are the lessons that Mina Miller taught to me. Treat everybody right, the way you'd want to be. But never fall too far away, and never be away too long. Never go alone. And if you find yourself out there, just remember you can always come home. She told me about a long, long road I'd have to walk down. be no one to take my place, no one to wear this crown. She told me about the strength that I'd need, where it could be found. And now I'm reminded, for in the pages she wrote down, treat everybody right, the way you'd want to be, and never fall too far away. We'll never be way too long, and never go alone. And if you find yourself out there, just remember you can always come home. Well, you can always come home. If you find yourself out there, just remember you can always come home.
Josh.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's from the first CD, right?
It is.
3 Day Notice.
Yep.
Kiki told me it was, I couldn't remember the title, Myna Miller.
Yeah.
And You Can Always Come Home, for you means North Dakota, right?
North Dakota, yeah.
And there's a lot of your upbringing in a lot of your songs.
Yeah. Yeah, there is, I guess, come to think of it.
You used to sing with your father, like when you were very young, right?
I did. I started when I was 5 years old. I started with my dad. We'd travel around to local nursing homes, and and then
captive audience.
Yes, and they loved it. It was great, and then from there we started going to churches, and senior citizen centers, and then we ended up. I'm pretty sure between North Dakota and South Dakota and most of Minnesota, I've probably played every Lutheran church, Lions Club, Elks Club, Eagles Lodge that there is.
By the time you were 10, it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe 11.
What kind of music did you and your dad sing?
We played a lot of country and country gospel. When I was 9, we recorded our first record. It was called Joshua. And then when I was 11, we recorded another one, and they were... kind of, I suppose, a 9 or 11-year-old version of "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou," kind of is what it was.
I'm not going to put you on the spot to go back to that part of your catalog tonight, but do you occasionally ever pull any of those songs out now?
Occasionally, yeah. I really like the old gospel songs an awful lot. You know, we did a lot of really old traditional gospel stuff, and I really like that a lot. And so occasionally there'll be an opportunity.
Is your father still with us?
He is.
Do you sing with him when you get back together still?
Not so much. I don't know why. I think the last time we played together was probably 5 years ago.
There's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
Too busy talking, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
His name?
His name's Ken.
And did I read that he was also, is it Kindred, North Dakota?
Kindred, yeah.
That he was also the sheriff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or town police chief, I think is what the technical term was. But
sir,
yeah, it was interesting growing up being afraid to do anything, you know, and stuff, because I was sure to get caught. but he was the town cop. It was only a part-time job.
I read that along those lines that you figured you were either going to jail or going to hell, one or the other.
Yeah, well, my dad was also a minister. The minister part came up later on, but we were raised very strict in our church, and so as far as my house went, my father was the Pope.
With a badge.
Yeah, with a badge.
What's more powerful than the Pope? Yeah. Badge. I'm going to try to use this to push you into one of my favorite songs that you do.
Yeah.
And maybe you could set it up with just a few lines. We talked about it before we started, mm-hmm. So it's not like it's a complete surprise. it's named after a tavern that you grew up in and around, and mm-hmm. The Empire Bar. Could you play that one?
Sure. All right. Absolutely.
Thanks, Jack.
Cool.
been the stars. And this ain't an arrow. I'm digging a hole in my heart. Well, at the Empire Bar, up on Broadway and 4, where I wrote more love songs than I could afford. Where at 17 years old, my brother's ID, well, I learned drink a whiskey and sing harmony. And if I can drink wisdom out of the stars, then I'll drink the arrow right out. Got drinking and stealing this melody. But the jukebox was playing low, another Midwestern song. Well, I started singing out, but the words were all. And I sang of whiskey with no small regard. Well, I sang this arrow right out of my heart at the Empire Bar up on Broadway. I wrote more love songs than I could afford. Where I wrote this arrow to sing you tonight. Where I wrote this love song. Shoot you on sight. Something's going on that I can't explain. Something like a fever, something like a fire burning through my veins. It seems like I may not find my way out this time. Turn another corner to a dead end street and try to run out on my mind. But I gotta go. Well, I gotta go. Nowhere. Seems like it's been so long since I didn't have to look behind. I know where it is I came from, who's still there to call mine. But every hour of every day, like another mile away. And what if the hands don't stop and there's no time to say that I had to go? Well, I had to go nowhere. ease my mind and try to find out where I've gone, where I've gone. Now I know there are lessons that I've left to learn. Gotta find my way back over bridges that I burned. So give me a direction, point me back to the road. Cause for taking all the right turns, something I'm not often known. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go nowhere.
Very nice. I'm going to do some business here real quick. If you're just tuning in, this is the one and only Josh Hardy, Madison-based, by way of Kindred, North Dakota. We're going to talk about his new record in just a second. WPT.org/Wisconsin Channel. Are you writing that down? We'll wait. No, we can't waste time. But spread the word that whenever we make the 30-minute music hour, we webcast them live. And I don't think I'm doing a good enough job getting the word out on that. But you can go to our webpage and see when we create programs. And then watch them and your favorite artists live as we make these shows. Then they wind up on television a month or so out. So if you're watching this on TV and this is getting confusing, don't panic. Get another beer. Relax. But please know that we're at WPT.org/Wisconsin Channel. Josh's show will be streamed there, too. So if you're going to miss the last part of this, you can watch it on the stream. And speaking of production, the new CD.
Camera 2. Show that to camera 2 there, Eddie.
Camera 2. All right. The new CD, A Long List of Lies, and hell was paid to make it, right?
Yeah, it was it was terrible, I guess. I recorded the album 6 times. And so I guess after now it's all done, it's probably not so terrible, but it became kind of tough to get it done because it was like roadblock after roadblock after roadblock.
And Cut 9, Where Did I Go Wrong?
Yeah.
That's on your website. But what kinds of roadblocks? What was the problem?
Well, I recorded it twice in Minneapolis, and it was just kind of a production issue that I didn't like. It was coming off stylistically, not how I had it planned in my head. And
because you were accompanied by some mm-hmm. pretty good musicians.
Yes.
Did they stay with you all through the 6 tries?
No, it's been a different lineup each time almost. The first two were the same. And the second and third were the same. And the third time, it was kind of a studio issue. We were having a lot of technical difficulties and things just weren't kind of rolling out. The fourth time, I recorded it in West Palm Beach, Florida. And that one I really liked. I missed that record a lot. But they called me after I'd come home. The studio uh-huh. where I recorded it. They called, and they were talking to me about the new computer that they'd gotten. And that it was a really nice computer, and it was huge, and it was really nice. And
I like where this is going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they said the thing is that when we were transferring everything from one hard drive to the other, we lost half of the record. And it wasn't as though that a couple of songs had been lost. It was they had lost like guitar tracks throughout the entire thing and different things. And so that was a wash.
What did you do when they told you that?
I drank a beer. Yeah. It was about all I could do, you know. And so we recorded it again, and we got back.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, I wish I were. I wish it hadn't happened like that. But then the fifth time, again, just it was a stylistic issue.
Okay.
And The sixth time, I found a fellow named Justin Perkins, who's worked with a lot of local bands, and I think a lot of them have been on here on the program, and he got it done. It was
full circle all the way home.
Full circle all the way back to Madison.
I hope that we get to hear at least one cut. I think we have time for three more. If the third one is that two-minute wonder you were telling me
sure.
about. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Hardy, A Long List of Lies is the hard-fought new CD.
I can listen to the laughter of the children playing across the way. I'll tell you one thing, how I've never seen a better day. Oh no, oh no. Well, I can listen to the people all around me saying what they will. They talk about me now and all the things I do, you know, but I just get older. And I always thought it was gonna get better. Oh, till that day in December. Until that one particular day. In December. Sitting in that Broadway bar when the winter chill set in, but all that was around me are the things that gonna keep me in. And now I pour another number, one more glass of wine, one more stranger story as one more train goes by. Now I remember that I always thought it was gonna get better. Oh, till that day in December. Till that one particular day in December. Everything's the same since you've been gone. I still wake up every morning, same old train whistle blown. one more time. I'm gonna try to write this letter down. I'll try not to seem alone. But the words, now they won't let me lie. Maybe you'll just know. No, no, no. Well, I know, no, I don't know where to hide. I can't seem to lie. When are you coming home? Home. There's been a lot of overtime to keep me awake. And babe, I don't wanna go. But one thing I know about the road I'm on, it's gonna take me home to you. There've been times that we didn't know that we were gonna make it through. It all comes around after the rains fall, you know I'm still so in love with you. Things can be kind of hard, and now I know we're gonna have to try to make it right. There's been a lot of overtime to keep me away. And babe, I don't wanna go. And I may not be the best at saying so, but I'm still so in love with you. I'm still so in love. So in love with you. why won't you tell me what's on your mind? 'Cause I've seen that look before and I know you've been crying. You try to lie, try to hide the tear in your eye, but I've learned to recognize when you're down, when you're down. Can't keep it all inside, it's what I've heard before. It's harder to practice than to preach. So heart can be paralyzed by a story someone tells, and I know that I've told one or two, but I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to hurt you, never meant to hurt you. Seen that look before and I know.